Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, State Senator Ruben Kiwan is running for Congress, and he's on the program. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Elisa Cafferata, Buzz Harris, and Andrew McKay. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Ruben Kiwan. He is running in CD4, and my question to you, Senator, is why?
Sam, thank you so much for having me here on your show. Look, I am the proud son of a housekeeper and a farm worker from California. I was brought to this country when I was 8 years old. My parents sacrificed everything they had for their kids to have an opportunity here in this country. And for me to be running for United States Congress today is a testament of the greatness of America. All those opportunities that were presented to me and my family are the same opportunities that I want to protect and preserve for generations to come. So I'm running for Congress because I want to protect the American dream.
Let me ask you this. It's a very crowded primary on the Democratic side. You've got yourself, Lucy Flores, Susie Lee, John Oseguera. There's going to be a lot of money being spent in this primary. Is there a danger that you'll all rip each other apart so much in the Democratic primary that you'll end up giving Crescent Hardy the seat back again?
Well, look, I'm friends with all of my opponents, but this race is not about, my opponents in the Democratic primary. This race is not about me, and it's not about Crescent Hardy. This race is about, the people of the 4th Congressional District and who can best represent them. I mean, right now you have a congressman who has said that, disabled people are a drain on our society. He has voted to privatize Social Security and voucherize Medicare. He just recently signed on to a bill that would make it easier for employers to fire pregnant women and gay couples. Obviously, Congressman Hardy does not represent the interest of this district, and that's why I'm running. I want to run because I have a progressive record that I've ran on in the state legislature. I've accomplished fighting for equal pay for women, to raise the minimum wage, as well as making college more affordable.
Okay, but bottom line is, before you get to attack Crescent Hardy, you got to get through the primary. So what is the difference between you and Lucy Flores and Susie Lee, who is a philanthropist, wife of Dan Lee, the gaming magnate, and John Asagera? How are you going to get through that primary? What's the theme?
Look, Sam, I grew up in the 4th Congressional District. I lived there for almost 20 years. I served on the North Las Vegas Citizens Advisory Committee. My first three elections in the state assembly, my re-election to the state assembly and to the state senate, I represented North Las Vegas. So not only do I already have a base of supporters there, I have fought for the things that those people wanting to be represented on, which is, you know, to increase the minimum wage, to fight for college affordability. I worked at a community college for many years, and I saw firsthand those students who were struggling to make ends meet and to pay for college. And so that is why this past legislative session, I passed a bill to make college more affordable. And today, 698 students are going to college this semester precisely because of that bill. So I'm not only talking about these issues, I have actually gotten things done, and I'm looking forward to continuing that fight in Washington, D.C.
Okay, but let's go back to my original question is, what's the difference between you and the other three Democrats running this district? Aren't they all in favor of the same things you're in favor of?
Sam, it's one thing being in favor of the same issues and another thing fighting for the same issues. As I mentioned, this past legislative session and the past few legislative sessions, I introduced the bill to increase the minimum wage here in the state of Nevada. I presented it in a committee. I also co-sponsored a bill for equal pay for women, and I passed the first ever need-based grants for low-income students here in the state of Nevada. Those are things that I have accomplished that my opponents have not. And so when you talk about who is going to get things done for the people of the 4th Congressional District, I'm going to be that person.
Have you been spending much time in rural Nevada in the 4th Congressional District? Because it's a pretty rural district as well.
Yeah, actually, I spent some time in Yerington a few weeks ago, and we look forward to going to every corner of the district. You know, there's voters in six different counties in the district, and I'm looking forward to shaking their hand, sharing my idea about why I'm running for Congress, and earning their vote. Because at the end of the day, I don't feel entitled to this seat. I feel that I have to earn it, and that's exactly what we're going to do when we're out there campaigning in North Las Vegas, Summerlin, East Las Vegas, Yerington, Tonopah, Goldfield, Ely, everywhere in the district.
Congressional District 3 has no Democratic candidate. Heather Murin said that she wasn't going to run. Would it not be easier for you to move against having all these opponents in the primary to move into CD3 rather than CD4?
Look, Sam, I grew up in the 4th Congressional District. This is my backyard. This is where I grew up. This is where I first got my first start in politics. Again, I served on the North Las Vegas Citizens Advisory Committee, advising the city council. I served in the state assembly representing the people in North Las Vegas. And so this is my home. This is the district that I'm looking to represent in Congress. And these are the people who need that representation because they currently don't have it. Again, the current congressman that's there does not represent the interest of the people of the 4th Congressional District. And when I get to Congress, I will fight for them.
Let me ask you this. How much money do you think you're going to need to raise to be competitive in this primary alone?
We're looking at about $1 million just for the primary. And, you know, unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where, you know, you have to raise this money to be able to be competitive. And at this point, you know, we're raising the money. I'm confident we're going to have the resources to run a competitive race. But most importantly, you know, I'm confident we're going to go out there. I'm going to go out there and knock on doors and meet people from all over the district and earn their support. Because at the end of the day, it's not money who's going to win this election. It's the people of the 4th Congressional District.
But money plays a very important part of this, you must admit. Senator Reid obviously is supporting you in this run. He pushed aside Lucy Flores with his endorsement. Do you believe that you'll get financial support from the DCCC on a national level?
You know, I'm very humbled and honored by Senator Reid's endorsement. He's been a longtime friend of mine, a mentor, and nobody has done more for the state of Nevada than Senator Reid. But look, at the end of the day, the most important endorsement that I can earn is that of the people of the 4th Congressional District. And so we're going to be going out there, working hard. And if the DCCC decides to support our campaign, we'd welcome the support. But again, at the end of the day, all politics is local, and we're looking forward to going out there, shaking people's hands, talking about, you know, equal pay for women, raising the minimum wage, as well as making college more affordable for the people of the 4th Congressional District in hopes of earning their support.
Okay, but have you been back to D.C. to talk to the senior members of the DCCC?
Yes, I have. I have been out to Washington, D.C., meeting with the DCCC. They've been out here in Las Vegas as well. And again, I would welcome their support. We're looking forward to earning their support. But again, this race is going to be a very competitive race, and we're looking forward to earning the support of the people of the 4th Congressional District.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Ruben Kiwan when we come back.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ruben Kiwan. He is running against Crescent Hardy, but he's got a primary to get through first. Crescent Hardy, the incumbent, told me back in D.C. a couple of weeks ago that a first-term congressman doesn't have that much influence in D.C., and he spends a lot of time working on constituent services, including helping with immigration problems. What would you like to accomplish? What do you believe you could accomplish in your first term?
You know, it's interesting, Sam, that Congressman Hardy is actually working on immigration casework for constituents. You know, I think Congressman Hardy can begin on immigration by co-sponsoring the comprehensive immigration reform that's in front of him. He does not support comprehensive immigration reform for the people who are here working hard, contributing to our economy. And he also voted to defund the DACA program, which is for the students that are here wanting to go to college and become someone of themselves. And so it's interesting that he talks about immigration. But, you know, let's talk about what I would do in Washington, D.C. When I first get to Washington, D.C., I'm going to fight to make college more affordable, just like I did here at the state level by passing the first ever need-based grants for low-income students. I will make sure to fight to make college more affordable for the people of the 4th Congressional District and the rest of the people here in this country. And again, I will continue to make sure that the women are getting paid equally as men, and as well as raising the minimum wage at the federal level to make sure that people are making a livable wage so they can be able to pay their bills and be able to provide for their family.
And you do understand that there's a Republican majority in the Congress that's not likely to go away in the House.
That's correct, Sam. And look, this bill that I keep talking about to make the college more affordable here in the state legislature, SB 227, I passed that bill this past legislative session being in the minority. working with my colleague Ben Kiekhefer on the Republican side. So, you know, I have worked, I have led being in the minority, and just like I was able to pass this bill here at the state legislative level, we're going to do it at the congressional level as well.
Let me ask you this. Every year we keep hearing that the Hispanic vote is going to make a difference, a big difference. Hispanics make up 25% of the population of Las Vegas. That's 500,000 people. What percentage of those folks are actually going to make it to the polls to vote initially in the primary?
Look, Sam, you mentioned it. The Latino vote has become decisive here in the state of Nevada. You saw that in 2008, in 10, when Senator Reid got reelected, and then in 2012 for President Obama's reelection. I'm very confident that in 2016, we're going to see a record turnout of Latinos in all over the state of Nevada. And they're going to make a difference not only at the local level, but also at the federal level and at the presidential level as well. And so we're going to be working hard to make sure to register the people who are eligible to vote and educating them and then mobilizing them for Election Day. So I'm looking forward to talking to them as well as everybody. It's not just about the Latino voters. It's also about the African-American vote, the Asian vote, which is growing very rapidly, the white vote, the gay, the lesbian, the young, the older. We're going to be reaching out to everybody in the congressional district.
Let me ask you a quick question, quick answer. How strong is the Latin Chamber in Las Vegas, and have they endorsed you yet?
You know, the Latin Chamber has been very involved with here with the Las Vegas community for a long time. They're a nonpartisan entity, but we do have the support of the majority of the board of directors, and we're looking forward to working with them, just like I have as a state senator once I get to Congress.
And that's where we got to leave it. We'll look at you for you on the campaign trail, and please, when the debate comes up in the primary, do it right here on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you, Senator. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title loan. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
I love my car.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it.
To investigate it.
Prosecute it.
And stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
Guard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel as always. We welcome to the program for the first time Buzz Harris. He is president of WBH Enterprises. Elisa Cafferata is lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And Andrew McKay is now executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. And again, congratulations on your new position.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, so Elisa,
yes.
Has Planned Parenthood passed the firestorm stage?
Well, we're in the five-ring circus stage at this point. The videos have been debunked. There's actually now investigations into the extremists that have put together these fake companies and these fake videos. And we continue to provide the compassionate, high-quality, affordable care to the women who need it most. Answering to five congressional hearings, we've produced thousands of pages of documents and cooperated fully. And if you saw any of the hearings, you know they're not really hearings, they're a show.
We've heard about that lately. Do you think in the end this is going to end up really benefiting Planned Parenthood, that more people are going to be aware of what Planned Parenthood actually does beyond abortion services?
That's a really good question. I think it probably will, to be honest, Sam. In my humble opinion, I think it's going to blow over. As Lisa said, the reality is look at what Carly Fiorina. She rode that horse. I saw it. Well,
right.
Does it
and what
exist?
What she saw was actually an illegally obtained picture of a stillborn, fetus. And so, it's been completely debunked. And
all right, Buzz, your thoughts.
Well, I think, with any issue, and whether it be Planned Parenthood or anything, I mean, education and for people to get things, whether it's through a crisis or whatever it might be, I think the education of people learning about both sides and deliberating and learning about things is very important. Where this ends up exactly is yet to be remained. And obviously with the political atmosphere, with so many people running for president and people hopefully getting engaged in the political process, a lot of people are going to learn a lot of things.
Andrew, it's been interesting because, Democrats have complained for a long time about the Republican war on women, and this has kind of blown up, and Carly Fiorina, I don't think, is putting the best face on this.
First off, the Republican war on women, I think, is ridiculous. The claims by the Democrats, I've always maintained that just because you may have a difference of opinion on abortion rights, that doesn't mean that if you're pro-life or you're anti-abortion, whatever you want to call it, that you're anti-woman. So I just put that out there. I think the war on women is it's ridiculous.
Ms. Cafferata?
But the first thing that they've done in their hearings had nothing to do with the alleged, videos, which, again, have been debunked. But the very first thing they want to do is defund Planned Parenthood, which provides, at least in Reno, we don't offer abortion services. It's 100% preventive care, STD testing and treatment, education. And that's what, when the Republicans are given the moment, the first thing they do is say, well, and that birth control stuff, we're not so sure you should have access to that either. So if that's not a war on, women's access to health care, which, whether you should shorten it down to war on women, that's a political question. But there Fair certainly enough. Is a war on access to health care for the women who need it most. And
okay, so Buzz, in a political year or a political year and several months now that we have to go in this presidential campaign, do you think that the Republicans have to find a way to reach out? Or are we just going to see this continued gridlock within the Republican Party that is taking it in a direction that could put it out of power eventually?
Well, I think there's a lot of changes and going on, whether it's reaching out to minorities or women or whoever it might be. Access, and I think access is kind of the key in this Planned Parenthood, is what is available, what can people, how are you going to get those voters, what's going to be the debate, what are really going to be the top issues, and this coming out as one of the early issues, as you mentioned, we've got 16-18 months, or I guess it's not that long now, 13 months, that there's a lot of discussions that's going to take place, and which group is going to be most important. Is it going to be the millennials or the boomers, and what's going to be the faction? Is it going to be men or is it going to be women? Who knows?
Well, and that's one of the big questions is, is there any issue or any candidate that is there to attract young voters? At this point, it seems to me probably not.
On the Republican side?
On either side.
Well,
with the exception of Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders is very appealing to...
If you think he's going to be the candidate.
I don't think he's going to be the candidate, but he's got an appeal. And, the reason I think he's got an appeal is he's talking about the things that I think the vast majority of voters are actually interested in, which is this recovery hasn't, come through for everyone. And for young people, it's, you know, it's student loan debt and it's credit card debt and it's how can I get a job and afford an apartment? Or I mean, those are things my kids just don't have nearly the opportunities and the easy time that we had when we were growing up. You and I were the same age, not these guys.
You know, when you look at student debt, doesn't there have to be a change in the way we provide education that doesn't leave people, except those that are going to be going into high-paying jobs, with this huge amount of debt that they face? Because the university systems have become big business, very big business.
Yeah. Huge business. I mean, I just look in terms of when I was at the University of Nevada and what I paid per credit hour versus what it is now. And I mean, that was 20 years ago. I think it was $65 a credit hour. I have no idea what it is now. It's four times that. I mean, that's certainly outpacing inflation three or fourfold at least. So until you can rein in the cost of what it costs to actually get a college education, you're never going to fix it. I mean, people just can't afford $20,000 a semester.
Buzz?
Well, I mean, look at the cost of education, whether it be going to a private school or a public school, and you see that, I mean, you can come to the University of Nevada from the state of California for less than you can go in-state in California, and you still pay your out-of-state tuition. So we have very affordable education here, comparably to others, but to think of, you know, do you just focus on how are you going to get out of school in 4 years, especially since that's the push now, and you're only going to go to school and not work? I mean, I can tell you from when I was in school, if I was still working 40 or 50 hours a week because I paid for most of my school, with the exception of scholarships.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Interesting round robin here. We'll be right back.
Full Circle Flooring is your full-service flooring store for carpet, hardwood, vinyl, tile, or stone. Dedicated to expert customer service, Full Circle Flooring tailors to all your flooring needs from concept to installation while also being environmentally friendly. Visit our showroom today.
Getting hurt on the job can change a person's life forever. How are you going to support your family, pay your bills, get the medical care you need? I'm Herb Santos, Jr., and I've represented injured workers in Nevada for over 24 years. In my law firm, I help injured people. I work for you.
At Dollar Loan Center, the word no is a good thing. No collateral required. No prepayment penalties. No application fees. And best of all, no checking account required. When banks say no, we say yes. Getting a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 from us is a no-brainer. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like IT.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
Now, be careful with these. They're very powerful.
Yes, of course I will.
Here you go, honey.
Thanks, Nana.
It doesn't happen this way, but it does happen every day. Where do you keep your meds? It's common for youth to take prescription drugs from their parents, friends, and grandparents' homes. So lock up your drugs, Nevada. Help put an end to prescription drug abuse. Learn more at healthiernv.org.
On our next broadcast, Ray Hager is the topic this time. He's retiring. We've got a lot to talk to him about. We'll see you on the next broadcast.